Chapter 3. Having blown his nose and donned his chasuble, the priest entered the death chamber, followed by Warden Johansson. Each had a part to play, and forgetting the recent violence so closely witnessed by both, each began to play it.
Almighty God, the priest sighed, with whom do live the spirits of just men made perfect, after they are delivered from their earthly prisons, we humbly commend the soul of this thy servant, our dear brother, into thy hands, as into the hands of a faithful Creator, and most merciful Savior, beseeching thee, that it may be precious in thy sight.
And onward. While the priest was reading, a guard slammed the steel door to the entrance of the gas chamber, with hardly any finesse at all. The clock on the wall read a 1:15. Things took on a certain inevitability. Beads of sweat gleamed densely on Mencken's upturned face. Johansson rocked back and forth off the toes and heels of his riding boots, and clasped and unclasped his hands behind his back. The guard standing by the telephone stifled a yawn. Warden? Roy said, just as the priest standing next to the supine prisoner began another prayer.
Dr. Royce?
Royce indicated the 12-inch white clock with a sweep second hand high on the wall above the telephone.
Has it occurred to you that there's no chance of reprieve now? Look at the time.
Johansson didn't look at the clock.
What about it?
The governor's staff thinks this man has been...